Well, today is the 14th of January, and this is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute. And today we are publishing a briefing note on the future of the Cabinet Office principles regarding consultation. The reason that this is newsworthy is that towards the end of last week, the House of Lords Secondary Legislation Scrutiny Committee, it's a bit of a mouthful, the House of Lords Committee published its report into the consultation principles. We knew that they were undertaking an investigation in the autumn because 77 organisations, including the Consultation Institute, submitted evidence to the committee, and in December it took evidence from Oliver Letwin. And they focused quite a lot on issues such as the 12-week rule being somewhat diluted in the new principles, and also omissions such as feedback and so forth. Anyway, the report has come out and it calls for an immediate review of the document that came out last July. It is pretty scathing in some of its criticisms, but we in the Institute have always taken the view that the principles actually had some very, very good content in them, as well as some bad mistakes that need to be rectified. Now, to be fair to the government, it always said that they would review the principles after 12 months. The House of Lords doesn't think that's satisfactory and is calling for an immediate review. It's also asking for the review to be conducted by an independent organisation, not by the government itself. And it specifically suggests the National Audit Office, which I have to say sounds to me an eminently sensible body. And we in the Consultation Institute would be very happy to help. Now, I don't know if you believe in coincidences, but would you believe that on the very day that the committee was publishing its findings last Thursday, the Times newspaper had as its front page lead a story with the headline, wait for it, "Millions are squandered as red tape chokes action." And it had examined up to 1,000 consultations and found the usual clutch of semi-amusing ones, and we all chuckle and say, why on earth do they have to consult about the chimes made by ice cream vans? Something that the media usually find amusing from time to time. But it also found an obliging Member of Parliament to point out that this was a ridiculous waste of money and that this was Whitehall involved in institutionalised dithering, or words to that effect. Now, I take the view that with the Times calling for some action to ensure that consultation is more cost-effective, and with the House of Lords also asking for action, maybe we stand a chance of getting somebody to take a look at the way governments do their consultation. They're not all bad, but we can do with some significant improvements. And to that extent, I invite listeners to this audioboo and members of the Institute to redouble their efforts and focus on best practice, and let's see what the principles do when they are revised or investigated or republished. Time will tell.